Yavamas Parchas Mishnah Beis. Ezehu Ptsua Daka. So what's this Ptsua Daka? Called Shiniftsua Beitzim Shalo. Anybody, the Lo Aleinu, his testicles were crushed. Vafilo Achas Man, even only one of them. Ukrus Shavcha. And a Kus Shavcha is called Shanichus Hagid. That's when the penis is cut. Vim Nishtair Mihatar Afilu Kichut Hasara Kasher. But if it remains from the crown, meaning the lip on the outer part, furthest away from the body, if there's even a small amount, afilu kechut hasara, just like a little, the amount of a strand of a hair, that much skin that's left there, kosher. And this, the Rav explains, is only when it's bidei adam, that these things were injured by man, by a knife or cutting. However, if it's from sickness, then we're going to see that it's going to be mutter for them to marry a regular Yisraelis. Ptsuadaka kus shavcha mutarin begiyoris and mishuchraris. A ptsuadaka and a kus shavcha, they are allowed to marry a giyoris and a shivcha knanis that was freed. Veinu nasuris elam milava bakal. The only isser is for them to marry into the mainstream Yisraelim. They would not be allowed to marry a non-convert. Shenemar lo yavo ptsuadaka kus shavcha bakal Hashem. So Torah says that a ptsuadaka and kus shavcha shouldn't enter the kal Hashem.